It's a fraction of a moment, 1/250th of a second. A glance, a footstep, a shiver. It's never the whole story. It's impossible for a photograph to be that. Even an extensive series of photographs is a highly edited, fragmented document, an impression. As photographers, we wield power in the choice of when we press the shutter, and then again in the culling of the images in the editing process. But the choices we make tell stories that can, when successful, reflect truths that can't be uttered in words or music or painting in quite the same way. A photo is an edited memory, and its existence can in turn edit how you remember things in future. I wonder if part of what drew me to photography as a medium was not purely that I'm a visual person who's interested in aesthetics and communicating beauty, but also because I have memory and occasionally delayed speech issues due to medical reasons. So capturing fleeting moments is empowering and reassuring for me.
I remember this old saying about life and death, that at the end of your life, you die twice. Once when your body gives up, the second when the last person thinks about you for the last time. By capturing real and raw moments of our life in an image, I feel it doesn't just allow us to relive those moments, but also gain a broader perspective than what our brains normally allow us to do. I often think of how spoiled we are to be able to leave our mark in history by having a photograph of who we were kept around much longer after we stop existing. It's a gift, the fact that light affecting a special chemical mixture on a flat surface, leading to something that allows us to register what might be the most beautiful or sad moments of our lives. I don't think people realize what an amazing thing that is.